Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a really awesome podcast today from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Chris Williams, broadcasting from the Sheraton Downtown Hotel here in KC. I've got my friends Mark Charter from Mark Charter Real Estate and Adam Gray. What's up, guys?
I'm the only sober guy in the room.
What, are you kidding me? I'm fine.
Gray looks like a train wreck.
Gray looks like a total disaster. So he knocked on the door, and I looked through the peephole, and I'm like, oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
He may not make it through this
pace
one.
Pace yourself,
to tinkle
dude.
Again. I'm embarrassed. I am a grown man, and I acted.
That's debatable.
Acted last night. After Monta hit that shot, I acted like a college kid all over again.
And no, that's okay.
You, I'm not a college kid anymore. My body can't do it.
How many strangers did you high-five last night?
High-fived, hugged. I high-fived out of the Sprint Center all the way to the Power and Light District. I high-fived every Iowa State fan I could the whole way.
So we had this three-way text that us three do often. And I didn't check my phone until probably an hour and a half after the game ended. And it's Mark, with these really serious texts. He's like, hey, guys, we got to get the tweet up planned. And, well, what time are we podcasting? And all I have from Gray is, That's all it was. You weren't contributing to the conversation at all.
I couldn't. I was in no place. But, I mean, I had to take advantage. It was an unbelievable experience to be at. And it was just being in Hilton. It was that loud. I don't know for you guys. Did it seem that loud for you?
Well, the way I described it, it was like, I won't say it was like Hilton. It was different than Hilton. It was and I mean this in a complimentary way, it was a vile crowd. They were drunk and pissed.
Yeah.
That's how I felt that crowd. These dudes behind me and Rob Gray, my God. It was a vile, and that was the buzz in the press room afterwards. It wasn't even about Iowa State's comeback. It was all these national media people these people are crazy talking about Iowa State fans.
That was but the people right behind you, because you had primo courtside seats. So those are the big money donors.
No,
right behind
you.
I
can assure you the guys who were acting like buffoons here were not high dollar donors. I don't know who they were, but
are you in the upper deck, Gray?
I actually was able to move down into the lower section.
I was not. I was with the proletariat. Can I use that for the word of the week?
Oh yeah, it's good.
Yeah. The common man.
Yeah.
Proletariat. And
what section?
Vertigo City, man, up there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you go to get to the upper deck, if you haven't been to the Sprint Center, you actually enter at the top and walk down to your seats.
This is interesting.
Where at Hilton, you go below and walk up.
Yes.
So you start at the very top of the building all the way down, and it's steep.
Yes.
Up there. So it was, I don't love it.
No?
I don't love it. I'd rather be in the lower level.
What section?
Yeah.
I was in 204. I'll be in 206 tonight. I can pull some strings and move down.
My folks are in 201. Go say hi.
Yeah, 206. I'm in.
201, row 10, I think my folks are in.
Yeah. Gray's looking at
I'm at 209 and 9 tonight. 209.
209?
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what tickets are doing. When I looked last night for this session tonight, the lowest on StubHub was 162.
A ticket?
A ticket, yeah. I don't know if that's moving down or not.
I'll look it up. I've got the tweet up page pulled
up. What will happen,
right now,
unfortunately, though, if Kansas wins tonight and Iowa State wins tonight, we won't have a rematch of last year, or a redo of last year, where everybody came down from Ames or Central Iowa to grab tickets, because last year we were playing Baylor.
Yep.
Baylor has no fan support, so there are tons and tons of tickets.
Exactly.
If we play Kansas, that will not happen. And if it does happen, you're probably looking at $250 minimum to get into that game. So if you want to see the Cyclones play, you're better off doing it tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I still think there'll be a flood of people coming down just to party, though.
That is true.
Lowest on StubHub right now is 175.
It went up.
Wow. Yeah.
But think about that.
You want to sit in lower level tonight, you're looking at, if you're buying on StubHub, anywhere in the lower level, about the lowest you can get that for is 217. So.
But it's a good ticket. I mean, it worked out perfectly bracket-wise. You got 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3.
Yep. Dude, yeah. And I pray it's Iowa State-Kansas for two reasons. One, it's a better matchup for Iowa State, no question. The way Kansas is playing right now. And two, oh my gosh, that atmosphere would just be insane.
It would be.
If Saturday Iowa State wins the tournament, what is the highest seed they would be?
Well, probably still a – I would
– No way to get to a two.
There is a way. Yeah, there is a way. But the most likely scenario is they're like the top three seed.
Because a two equals Omaha, most likely.
Correct.
So that's what we want.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is you'd have to leap Kansas, and Kansas's RPI is so high. They have, like, one of the top strength of schedules in America. Like it,
but even if we were to beat them in the Big 12 tournament, plus split the season series with them and be one game behind them in the standings, we still would not vault them?
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
I think you have a point. I just
– Yeah.
Based off of all the, like, tools that the selection committee uses, I would guess – Iowa State would still be a three. Unless they're a two and they get shipped off somewhere else, and Kansas and Iowa State are both twos. That's a more likely scenario than Iowa State jumping Kansas.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
We're talking too much basketball for a podcast.
Especially one from Kansas City.
And we should touch on – we haven't even talked about the actual game last night.
Well, which was
kind of amazing.
Let's promote the tweet up real quick.
So, yeah, we're meeting up with people. And this leads me into this because I was just going to ask Gray if he's met any fans down here. Because I came in the room this morning and I was talking to Chris. And I said, Chris, I actually met some fans last night of the podcast. And it just so happens we're sitting right behind me. The game ends. We're jumping around. I'm high-fiving. I high-five a guy behind me, and he says, are you Mark Charter? I said, yeah. And he was with his girlfriend or his wife. He said, we love the Fawcast. We want to come to the meetup. And then I get here, and Chris says, he met someone on Wednesday night. And they said, hey, are you Chris? And then he says, Mark Charter here. And Chris says, no. And then I said, did they ask if Gray was here? And he said, no. And I'm like, that is awesome. That is awesome. So have you met any fans?
I'm going to lie to you, so I met tons. I met a lot of friends and fans. No, I haven't.
You'll meet some tonight.
Yeah. I mean, no, but I know a lot of people already, though. So when I walk by, there's guys that I sit and I, hey, how you doing?
Gray's a very well-known individual.
Well, I don't know
he's
about
connected.
That. But.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the tweet up. You know the details. I don't. So.
Well, now the time you guys are picking, right?
We are picking 6 o'clock.
I don't want any blood on my hands.
For a lot of reasons, and some people will not like it, but 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
It's the time.
We're going to do it where, well, we could do it somewhere else. It's completely up to you guys. My idea was where I'm broadcasting from, although the more I'm thinking about it right now, I bet we have lower attendance because it's just a little bit off. It's still in the Power and Light. It's the Hotel Phillips, that bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 12 Baltimore. Yep. That's where I'm doing my KXNO show from. But if you guys wanted to do it in the Power and Light, I could probably get off the air a little early and meet you down there.
Well, the Power and Light, obviously, the location's great, but it's going to be packed, isn't it? And that's going to be a hard for a meetup. That's why I like your –
Yeah, I think that where I'm at would be a really good spot.
So let's do that. It's the Hotel
– Phillips.
Phillips.
It's allegedly haunted.
There's a bar there. There will be ghosts in attendance. So if you – here's the deal. So if you want to come out
– Johnny Orr is going to – Do a cameo.
If you want to come out and just hang.
Too soon?
Yes.
Come out a little.
I didn't mean that to be insensitive. I'm just saying, like, I feel like the ghost of Johnny was there last night. He is Hilton Magic.
Oh.
He's the guy.
I can go with that.
Anybody that wants to come
Johnny's
out.
So Johnny's there in spirit.
Johnny may be there drinking. If he was there, he would
buy
be
him
drinking,
a beer.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We'll do a cheers to Johnny Orr tonight.
So come on out. As long as my money lasts, I'll buy a beer. The only catch is you have to. Like I said in a tweet earlier this week, you have to act like you like the podcast.
Keyword act. Okay.
You don't actually have to like it. So 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Hotel Phillips.
The 12 Baltimore is what the bar is named.
Okay.
And it's a 5-minute walk from Sprint.
All right.
It's not like this is real far off.
Be there. Come up and say hi to Chris, Adam, or myself. I'll buy a beer. And we'll chat about the Clones.
And if you're worried about the Iowa State game, that game is not starting at 8 o'clock.
No. Yeah. Minimum 8:30 on that
minimum,
game.
Minimum, maybe 9. It just depends, I mean, how that game's
and
officiated.
And also, if you want to go watch the second half of Kansas-Baylor, feel free.
And this place has TVs, too, so it's going to be on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a nice little
but
spot.
But we'd like to meet some of you.
And also, just for – I told them I would help. So I met a nice gal who works at the Alumni Association the other night, and she – hold on. I want to give you all the exact details on Iowa State's pep rally tonight. 4:40. So this is another reason why 6 works. Because I was thinking have this meet up at like 3:30, but then you're interfering with the pep rally.
Yeah.
So you can go to the pep rally at 4:40 at the big stage
yeah.
at Power and Light, and then you can come on over to the Fawcast yep. meetup.
That sounds like a plan. While you plug that, that reminded me I agreed to plug something for somebody else today.
Oh, nice.
I've got a couple good friends, both named Kim, the Kims, as we call them. They both work at the...
Is she little?
Yeah. Not Lil. Lil Kim. That's the beer talking, Gray. Or Williams.
No,
I'm not even drunk.
I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Gray's just slouched in the corner.
Gray's out
like
of it.
Death.
So okay. anyway, so the Kims.
Little,
the Kims.
Little Kim.
The Kims work for the American Heart Association.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted me to remind people that the... vote for Fred Hoiberg thing to get $100,000 to the American Heart Association. That ends tomorrow,
yep.
I believe.
So you just got to go nuts, right?
Fred
now.
Dropped into second place,
ooh.
I think, behind Matt Painter.
He's yeah. in second?
Which I don't know why Matt Painter's winning this thing, because I wouldn't think the Purdue fans would be all that rabid. But anyway.
I thought Fred still had a lead.
If you don't know where to go, it's on ESPN. It's sponsored by Infinity. So the Infinity coaches something or what? I don't know. Google yeah. it. It's easy to find.
And it's all over Twitter,
oh,
too.
Yeah,
but go cast a vote for Fred Hoiberg, because if he wins it, the Heart Association gets $100,000.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little fact-checking here. I find it hard to believe that he's in second.
So while you're doing your fact-checking, let me throw something else out, too. So I got to give another big shout-out to, even though I sponsor this and I'm a real estate agent, I don't think we actually talk real estate all that much,
yeah.
to be honest with you.
Shit, he is behind.
Which is fine. There, he just said an S-word, too.
He Damn. Did.
Yeah.
Suck it, Williams.
He's a percentage behind Matt Painter.
Yeah, so he can catch up. He can catch up. But anyway, I wanted to give a big shout-out to the Fanatics once again, because ever since I joined this, they've actually been really, really supportive.
Great.
It's great.
I've met a lot of people. I just heard from someone 2 days ago that says, hey, want to buy a house. Found you on Fanatic. So if you have a house to buy or sell, my wife says, you got to promote your business more. So that's why I'm doing this. The last 3 days or so, I put together 7 or 8 deals. I'm on fire, and I'm working while I'm here, baby.
High five.
I'm working while I'm here.
Boom.
Yes.
That's why I'm buying beers tonight. So
love it.
If you want to sell your house, and Gray can attest to this.
Charter, deal with the bull dance.
I listed a house in Gray's neighborhood.
Yes.
And we had 7 showings within the first 24 hours, 2 full price offers, and sold in less than a day on the market. Now, I'm not going to promise that I'm going to do that for everybody. But
sounds like Gray needs to sell his house.
Well, I think I could sell Gray's house equally as quick. So,
and the fact that I live there will probably get at least 5% over market value.
Probably more.
Yeah.
Probably more. Yeah.
Hey, Bloom's going to be my neighbor.
That's a done deal.
My neighbor.
Bloom doesn't answer my calls. I called him for
That's gonna
is
be.
Is he building? What's he doing?
No, it's new construction.
Yeah,
he didn't build it though. Yeah. Like it was one of those ones that they just.
It's a spec house.
Yeah,
nice.
There's good. Big things happening in Bondo. I finally made it over to Bondurant.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Oh yeah, well you know because you didn't show. You stiffed Williams on yep. his head shaving adventure.
Gray's anti-charity.
Yeah,
he doesn't support fighting pediatric cancer.
Tonight, if you come out to the tweet up and meet Gray, just know that he does not. Support charity.
Not only does he not support it, he lies about it. He says he'll come, and then he just doesn't show up.
So anyway, we went to Founders is what it was called.
Yep,
Founders. Great time. Great
we
time out there.
Cold Busch Light on tap.
I was at a couple's baby shower. You think
that's more important than fighting
more?
Pediatric cancer?
Okay, so let's compare these A and B. Choice A, baby shower.
Yeah.
Right. And for not even a best friend. Let's be honest.
Well,
not even a best friend.
But you know, you got to support him.
And this is for
someone who works for you, correct?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I was helping one of
Darcy's my interior designer.
Why weren't you there?
Because we're not friends. She's an employee. Apparently, we haven't gone that way in our relationship. I don't know.
I let her know that you were not happy about the lack of invite.
That's a smart play out of you.
Yeah.
So there was option A. He was at a baby shower. Option B was to hang out with Chris and I at a bar supporting a cause that related to pediatric cancer and have a good time. And he chose the baby shower over that after supposedly telling Williams that he would show up.
Yeah. No, and, you know, Mark and I are there. We're having cold beers. We're doing all we can to raise money for the St. Baldrick's Foundation. Mark made a generous donation. You know, we're fighting pediatric cancer, and Gray could just lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came here to this podcast today thinking it was going to be a lot of fun. I was thinking I had a big win, and all I'm getting is shit on this entire time. It sucks, all right? I'm hungover. I don't feel good. I don't want to have to sit through this garbage.
Okay, we've got like 15 minutes left.
That's
honestly.
Two S words now. I'm going to drop one before the end. Oh. We got to figure out something I can talk about that gets me all fired up.
Oh, you'll like this story. So last night I had a couple too many cocktails. And
a couple pops.
Let's be honest with our listeners. How many beers did you have yesterday?
And they're not small beers, and I went back and forth.
Dude, those P&L beers are huge.
Yeah, tall boys. How many did you have?
Oh, gosh. I probably drank 12 to 14 beers.
Wow.
And I didn't eat anything, and all of a sudden I'm like, I need a pizza. I need to go get a pizza. And they have a little pizza place there in the corner.
The pizza bar?
I go in there, and I'm starving, and I want it. And so I'm trying to get my money out of my billfold so hard, I rip my $50 bill in half right in front of the lady, and I give it to her, and she goes, I can't take that. You just ripped it in half. And I'm like,
so you just out $50.
I'm going to tape it back.
No, you can tape it. I think as long as more than half – is available, it's still legal tender.
It was like 65%.
Yeah, that should count.
It was devastating, but luckily I had more cash. But everyone behind me, just all these people just start dying laughing at me as I rip this $50 bill in half.
That's brutal.
Did you make any mistakes you regret this morning? 14 beers in?
I mean, the fact that I feel like death is a mistake.
The fact that you were talking to someone that you were looking for 30 minutes and didn't know you were talking to that actual person.
And I'm so you mean
mistakes like that?
So here's a story, Fanatics.
A client, nonetheless.
It's a client, yeah. And I'm texting him after the game to meet up with him. Hey, I'll buy you a beer. And I meet a girl I went to high school with. I give her a hug. She introduces me to her husband. I'm sitting there talking to her husband for 30 minutes, and I keep texting the guy, a client, saying, hey, where are you? I'm right here. He finally looks at me, my high school friend's husband, and goes, why are you still texting me? We've been talking to each other for 30 minutes. I had no clue that it was him. So that was quite embarrassing.
That is funny.
It was a good time. The only bad decision I made is I smoked a Victory cigar.
Oh.
And no.
Not good? Not no. Cuban. Not a Cuban.
It just – no, it tasted all right, but I think that the taste in my mouth,
it just
sits there for a day. You brush your teeth three times, it's still there.
He smoked a cigar from Tijuana thinking it was from Cuba. That's a big mistake.
All right, let's talk about the game. We've got 13 minutes left.
The greatest shot in Iowa State history? I'm gonna go out on a limb. So hear me out here for a second. There's been other quote-unquote game-winning shots in Iowa State history, obviously. I can recall some in the past few years where we get it done inside 2 seconds or something to that effect.
Yep.
I don't, for sure, personally, have never witnessed a true buzzer-beater game-winning shot from Iowa State in my lifetime. That was a first for me last night. That's what I'm taking away from
you. You weren't at the Scott Christopherson in Oklahoma State?
No. No.
Or Naz Long last year, Okie State?
But neither one were buzzer beater winners.
Dude,
literally, the red light comes on, the ball goes in.
That shot, though, when he released it, there's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
He was hot, man.
I hate to say it. It'll be a blessing and a curse if Monte plays like that a couple times in March Madness.
Mm-hmm. My brother.
If he's hitting three, like, I know he needs to add weight, but, you know, the NBA is all about potential. And if he keeps massaging that three-point shot like he's doing.
Massaging.
Is that the downside, though? I was thinking about this morning. Is the downside, let's say that we go into the tournament, we make the Final Four, Elite Eight, Monte keeps lighting it up. Do we lose him next year?
He's not even on top 100 draft boards right now.
No.
I just looked.
It doesn't matter.
It just seems like when you get hot in the tournament, you get a lot of attention on you.
The chances of that happening are still low.
Mm-hmm.
But if he would play like he did last night.
Every game, yeah.
Yeah, like I absolutely think he'd be gone.
Yeah.
Because the biggest thing about him is his weight, which that can be.
Well, and he's not an elite athlete. For point guards in the NBA, a lot of them are elite athletes.
He needed to prove he can shoot.
Yeah, that was his big. Yep.
Yeah, and he's doing that.
Yep.
I mean, he was a 40% three-point shooter last year. I don't know exactly where he's at right now, but he's got to be around there this year. He's really come on strong at the end. He looked like an NBA point guard last night, though, just a small one, albeit.
In the month of March, his last 2 years, he's 20 for 24 on threes. 20 for 24.
That's insane.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
You could totally be lying to me right now. I wouldn't know.
Really, that's a good stat. I'm going to use that on the radio tonight.
And 21 for 22 on free throws.
Who did you steal that from?
My brother, GR.
Yeah, that was not
give
you.
Give him a shout out. No, God, no.
So you were telling me the other day, and I couldn't remember this because I was watching the sound off. Is your brother Cheezer?
Yeah, Cheezer, yeah.
Cheezer?
Yeah, he's down here.
Is that his real voice he's using when he calls in as Cheezer? Yeah. Or is he hamming it up a little bit?
No, that's his real voice.
Because my wife was watching that.
I love Cheezer.
Cheezer ends the show on sound off.
Yeah.
And I said, I think that's Gray's brother. It's like, does he really sound like that? Because hey, I'm Cheezer. You know, he's like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Cheezer's one of the top five, like, coolest people in the world.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. He was really freaking out. He didn't think he's going to be able to get a ticket yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He was really freaking out.
He left me a long, passionate voicemail on Wednesday.
Nice. Well, let's do a shout-out for him. He's actually playing in the Special Olympics on Saturday in Iowa City.
Oh, okay. So he's got a he's
go leaving.
He's going to go represent Iowa State on championship day. Good for him.
Yep.
He's a stud, too. Like, he drains threes, doesn't he?
He's like Tyrus McGee. When he gets on the court, he just wants to chuck threes.
He and Tyrus are pretty tight, too, right?
Oh, he loved Tyrus. They both love big booty chicks.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That's very true, actually. There's some truth to that.
Big booty chicks.
Oh, good stuff.
Who doesn't?
Okay, so tonight, who do you – well, this is a big assumption because I think Iowa State's got their hands full.
Yeah.
Tonight with Oklahoma. Who would you rather play in a championship? Kansas or Baylor?
Well, I'd rather play Kansas from a matchup standpoint. I'd rather play Baylor from the standpoint of it will be
home
95%
crowd.
Iowa
home
State.
Crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
But don't you – isn't there some appeal to, you know, this budding Kansas-Iowa State rivalry potentially meeting in the championship game?
I like the –
There'll be like fist fights in the Sprint Center.
To be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah,
that
I agree.
Whole mentality.
Ric Flair.
I'm not big on fist fights. So I don't know if I think –
There will be.
Though there will.
Dude, I'm telling you, like – I've been kind of witnessing – I just kind of sit back and watch it, and I can talk with these guys who cover Kansas and stuff, and this is the read I get on the rivalry. Iowa State fans just hate Kansas because they're Kansas, and they win, and they're kind of smug, and they're arrogant, right? Kansas fans just can't stand Iowa State fans. They look at them like this little guy who's trying to take our spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's funny, though, is this thing has really evolved. And Iowa State used to be this like annoying fly to Kansas, and now it's like they're actually a mosquito that's sucking some blood out of them. You know what I mean? So I just listen. And tonight, I think there's a good chance Iowa State could lose to Oklahoma tonight. I mean, they're underdogs, right?
No, it's a pick 'em.
It's a pick 'em now. Okay,
I think that's where it came out.
I think OU opened at one.
OU is favored by one.
Yeah,
they're both going to be tight games. But I think the KU Iowa State thing is, I think a lot of that when it comes to the fans. And the way they feel about us is right now they don't like us coming and taking a PP in their pond, and this is their pond, right? Yeah. You know, Power and Lights, their
just
place.
Taking
it's not,
a big.
It's not ours, and we come down and we're marching around, we're chanting, we're giving high fives, and it's gotta make them want to puke. The reality is, I think we're just as good as their team, if not better.
I gotta tweet what you just said.
I don't know what I just said.
Kansas fans don't like us taking a PP in their pond.
That's true.
I actually
would.
I was talking to a Kansas fan yesterday, and he goes, "You know, if we lose to Iowa State down here, we're all okay with it. If we lose to anyone else, we're pissed. But Iowa State is the one team where we look at and say that team can beat us."
And I think they get a little jealous of the passion. We bring the passion big time.
Yeah.
While you're tweeting about me, why don't you also tweet
there
out that you're sitting in a desk chair. Gray is in a comfortable armchair, and I'm sitting on a luggage rack.
He's the client.
I'm gonna do a
as we speak.
I'll do a live. Podcast, it's self group selfie.
It's
as we record.
Are you gonna sit on my lap or what are you doing?
Nope. Just gonna do this. Get in the background, boys.
Your hands in the way.
There we go.
Oh, beautiful.
All right, we're on. Well, see, this is the difference between Cyclone Fanatic and other media outlets. We engage with our audience. We, you know what I mean? We're doing live selfies as we podcast. We're
from a hotel room.
Buying beers for people later.
Yeah.
This is legit.
Tonight's game. What do you guys think?
We might as well win.
Yeah, we're gonna win.
That's my thought.
Yep. I didn't like coming into this. I didn't like if we played Oklahoma. I thought we were gonna lose after being there last night. I didn't see there were some Oklahoma fans, but there's not many.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 95% Iowa State.
We'll be rocking it again.
So.
Yeah, I think that.
But isn't the all
we will
session
win
though?
As
like,
long
won't
as we
there
don't
be a lot of Kansas fans with tickets tonight?
Yeah, that's a good point. Could Kansas fans leave after their game, give their ticket to someone else to get back in?
No, because it's been scanned.
You can't scan it again. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my question.
So you couldn't come in the
door. I bet a lot of Kansas fans stay.
Yeah. But it's a late game. It depends. That's where I'm.
Kansas fans, though.
Well, no, it depends. It depends if Kansas wins or loses.
Kansas, this is true.
If they lose, they're gone. They're out of there.
Kansas fans are just basketball connoisseurs, though. So if they win, they'll stay and watch that game.
But last night, the crowd. Explain the crowd to me, because it was heavily Iowa State, and it looked pretty full.
Yeah,
the Spencer looked full, but a lot of those tickets belong to other fans of other teams.
Well, because it seemed
like it was mostly Iowa State.
A lot of people were like my dad; they just buy the all session.
Yeah. But not to fill the arena, and the arena looked pretty dang full last night.
Well, and then when Kansas fans were leaving from Session 2, Iowa State fans were out there buying their tickets from them to get back into Session 3.
To get into Session 3.
That's the only thing I could think of. Because it looked – I mean, it wasn't packed like last year's Baylor game, but it was pretty damn full. It was
What are you guys doing today? Gray, you're going to play some golf?
I'm going to go golf in a little Shoal Creek there in Missouri.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Here, it's a nice course.
It is a nice course.
Yep.
Who are you golfing with?
My buddy Blake.
Tell Blake I said hi.
I will.
I'm impressed you're golfing today.
What are you going to do, Mark?
What am I going to do? I think I'm going to do a little shopping. I did a lot of shopping. My wife makes fun of me because I'm a metrosexual. So
nothing wrong with that.
I like to shop. I'm wearing Kansas shoes.
Why are you
today.
Shopping today, though? I mean,
because
can't you find something better to do?
No, because it's Kansas City and the Plaza, and they got good stores that we don't have back home.
Like so, what? What do they got?
So, for instance, this ticks my wife off, but this is how I work. So, we go into Toomey, which is luggage, bags, things like that, yesterday down at the Plaza. And people know I spend a lot of money because I advertise with you guys, so obviously that's not cheap.
Yeah.
Well, if you get results like you do, it's worth every penny.
So the fact that I'm working 7-8 deals in the last 3 days, there's a little bit of money coming in.
All thanks to Cyclone Fanatic.
So I go in, I need a new bag to carry my laptop in and go to appointments with, files, the whole thing. And I find a bag, leather bag, looks real nice, and it's $800.
Oh, okay? Gosh.
Business write-off.
Yeah.
Okay, business write-off.
But it's still stupid to spend $800 on a bag. Well,
let's be honest, Williams. It depends how much money you make. You know, that's what it depends on.
I mean, that's asinine. But
if you make $3 million a year, is it dumb to spend $800 on a bag? And no, I don't make $3 million a year.
You're going to have to forgive Williams. He's newly rich. Give a couple more months to figure this out.
So anyway, so I bought the bag. I got it monogrammed, MPC, the initials. They monogrammed it for
Charter,
free.
What are you wasting all your money for?
Dude, it's not a waste. I need write-offs, man. A lot of taxes to be paid in my business.
We can figure out more stuff from to spend with Cyclone Fanatic. If you need more write-offs,
what happens is, so I do that. My wife is with me when I do
that. We have never-ending inventory.
My wife sees me do this, and then immediately my wife starts thinking, I might need a purse.
Yeah.
You know, that got her in the mood.
Geez. For sure.
So now she spent $2,000 on a purse?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's going out today to do some damage. We'll see what happens. But you guys should be happy because I spent money with you to do this. Now look at this relationship we formed. Basically best friends.
You're one of my best
friends. If none of us were married, we would clearly be each other's best
men. We would be
at this point.
Would be like Ted Flint in Kansas. Shout out to Ted Flint in Kansas.
Yeah.
And that guy he lives with, Brock. And we'd all be like tweeting about each other and the girls we bring home. And
you know what? After today and the way you guys are treating me, you're ushers. Sir.
Oh, okay. But because of the love.
Brutal. Usher's the worst.
So you guys have built something special here because of the love and the support of the Fanatics. And you can see the tears rolling from my eyes as I say this. I am able to go afford a bag like that.
This is good.
Because of those people.
This is a great pitch for our company.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yeah.
So anyone listening that needs to buy or sell a house, please use me so I can afford these bags.
And please advertise with Cyclone Fanatic if you want actual results and don't want to throw your money away.
There you go.
I think I'm going to go. I've got to do show prep. But I think I'm going to go and try and find that ray gun in Kansas City
version.
Yeah. I'm going to go and check that out. And then I'm going to go to – it's a little bar. I love it. I go there every year. It's called the Cashew.
Yeah.
I thought it was called the Peanut when we were –
You did. You said the Peanut.
It's actually the Cashew.
Okay. I like the Peanut better.
Heinz and I have been kidding – like, because I've been saying all week to Travis, I'm like, dude, look, we got to go to the Peanut like for lunch. They get great wings. We got to go there.
Yeah.
So then I told him yesterday – because I took this cab from Hotel Phillips to from here to there yesterday to do the show. And they drove right by it, and it was called the Cashew. I'm like, shoot. So now it's like a joke, like it's called the pistachio, it's the walnut, But no, I'm going to go there and just do show prep and sit outside. And
the pine nut.
Yeah, and drink Red Bulls.
I'm going to come to the tweet up a little bit earlier today and just sit there and uncomfortably stare at you while you do your radio show.
So are you there by yourself doing this live?
Yeah.
So you're sitting headset on.
No engineer.
Are you able to like FaceTime so you can look at Ross as he's talking?
No, we don't need that.
You don't?
Pro.
Wow.
Pro.
I would need that.
Yeah. He's a pro.
Nah, we don't need that.
Ross is a pro, speaking of pros. Ross, he's been doing it that way for a few years.
I'm an amateur. Ross is a professional.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable.
Ross and Travis were never in the same room.
All right, we got to go, because otherwise I'm not going to have enough. I can't upload this thing if it gets too long.
By the way, let me end with this one quick story, because I got to clear the air here. So somebody that I won't name mentioned that he was going to have a meeting with the famous Marty Terrell. Okay. So this is
why do you get me into these conversations?
No, it has nothing to do with you. Okay. It has nothing to do with you.
You know I can't comment on these.
No, and I don't want you to, but I'm just sharing with our loyal listeners. Okay. So anyway, I got word back that Marty has a problem with you. And I said, "For what?" You know, I'm not even on Marty's radar, etc. So then I texted Marty, cuz I have his number, cuz I'm a bridge builder, not a bridge burner. Yeah. You know, so if I think someone doesn't like me, I'm going to say, let's hash it out.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah. So I texted him, and he acted like he didn't really know what it was about, but alluded to a tweet. Okay. So I think I did a tweet when they announced the Mediacom thing, their Mediacom deal.
You took a shot at them, yeah.
I took a shot, not at them, but in Mediacom.
Yes.
For Mediacom sucking, having the worst customer service, et cetera. So I think that's what it was. But ironically, my brother was talking to Lefty Moore the other day, Lefty says something about, "So does your brother have are him and Marty in a feud?" And I'm like, "Did I say something on the podcast about being like in a feud or whatever?" So I have no idea.
Oh, you're just clearing the air.
So I'm clearing the air.
Okay.
Okay. Because Marty probably does not listen to this, but I'm sure people that know Marty do. I have nothing but respect for Marty professionally.
Okay.
And I've said this. Everything I ever say about Marty, I said I would say it to his face. So Marty, if you're listening, you're a great broadcaster. I'd love to have a beer with you. We've had one before. I have no beef with Marty Terrell.
I thought you were going to go down treacherous waters here.
No.
I don't want to be a part of that.
No. So, okay. No, I have no problem with Marty, and I think Marty's actually really good at his job. So there. I've said my piece.
How's it feel?
And Mediacom still sucks, and I'm sticking to that. So it is what it is.
Boys, enjoy your time in Kansas City. I've got to get to work.
Whatever.
You're going back to bed.
No, I'm not. I got to figure out, like, what the hell is going on in Chicago, and you know what I mean?
Gray's going to go throw up, probably.
I got the Hawk Nation all riled up yesterday, and all I did was give them a stat.
What was the stat?
That their guards went 3-for-21, and that's why they lost to Penn State.
Yeah.
How dare you throw facts in our face?
Well, no, this guy accuses me of trolling them.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's a stat.
I had a Hawkeye buddy, as soon as Monte hit that shot, text me and goes, "So that's what it's like to have a quality point guard on your team." Because Iowa,
dude,
they're
our point guard. They're a point guard. Nine day. There's no question.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, walking back from an establishment last night, me and another media guy from Des Moines were talking about that. I mean, just the difference. And it's not even taking a shot at Mike Gesell. He's an average college basketball point guard, right? But Monte's so good.
Yeah.
And it's impossible for them not to that comparison not to be – everything compared is compared with Iowa State and Iowa. Mm-hmm. And it's not even like big brother, little brother. It's just they're right next to you. It's just like if you're in New York, the Giants and the Jets are going to –
It's been that way forever.
Yeah.
It's always going to be that way.
Yeah. And Monte just – it was unbelievable. All right. We got to wrap her up.
Come out tonight at 6.
The podcast, Cyclone Fanatic. I'm going to involve KXNO. You're a partner of KXNO. Meet up, tweet up, whatever we want to call it. We'll put it all over Fanatic, the Twitter sphere, all that good stuff. 6 o'clock, Hotel Phillips, the 12 Baltimore is what it's named. Actually, I would encourage you just come right over after the pep rally.
Sure.
Mark's buying.
As long as the money lasts. I'm gonna go jump on your bed now.
All right. See you guys.
See you, bud.